News. I'm Rich Dennison. Calling the kingdom a great ally, President Trump says he won't take any action against Saudi Arabia over the murder of a U.S.-based Saudi journalist. Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. The federal government says Americans shouldn't consider any romaine lettuce safe to eat after a nationwide E. coli outbreak. Officials urging anyone with romaine in their homes or business to throw it out.
Wipe those shelves down with antibacterial wipes, and if you have any stomach illness symptoms, write down everything you've eaten in the last week, according to the CDC. Get to a doctor and get all the information to public health investigators.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Stocks taking a dive. The Dow falling 551, the S&P sliding 48, and the NASDAQ ending the day 119 points in the red. This is Fox News.
We'll talk about the stocks and about the dollar. Meanwhile, let's try and keep a positive focus, shall we? Welcome back to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I feel like we're in a vacuum today. That's this week. It's just weird. Yeah. Oh, I see the sucking noise. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't make that noise. Who did?
It must have been the vacuum. I don't know what I want to talk about. I mean, there's really, you know, do we want to talk about Mr. Pissy Pants? Obama,
you talk about Trump. Well, Barack Obama.
Yeah, he's got mommy issues. Your mother was, if I'm not mistaken, a sort of a frequent flyer. I mean, there were nude pictures of her that Frank Thomas Davis took that made it around the internet. The media fully protected you, but your mother was, what, a saint? Somebody needs to tell this guy to go F himself sideways. Nothing. I'm serious. I'm so sick. You know, your best day in office was January 20th, 2017, when you left it. But now we're still paying a terrible price for some of the crap you instigated. We got a woman next door here who, well, yeah, I lost the election, but it was racism and all this other crap. Stuff, you know, back to the 1955 calendar nonsense. Shameless, just absolutely shameless. And the Georgia voter, maybe they just didn't like some of her goofy plans. You know, I think really it's an insecurity with liberals about their own racial issues that they projected on everybody else. That's got to be it, because who cares? We want competent people. Oh, and the advance of anti-Semitism, because we know you love posing for pictures with Farrakhan. There's a couple of those floating out there, but you know, we have a couple of openly anti-Semitic congresswomen coming in this year. That's fundamental transformation. By the way, California did sort of come around to Trump's critique of their forest management.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to make some changes in, you know. And you know why? Here's the reason they're having these horrendous fires out there. Because the environmentalists run the state. They're the ones that decided that they couldn't have fire breaks and they can't build roads without permits and all this other crap. And that's why this fire is just running amok and wreaking a horrible toll in human life and property. Because the environmentalists, they run California. Crazies are in charge. That's why people are fleeing that state. It's beautiful. Who wouldn't want to live in a place that had mountains and valleys and the ocean close by and all of that? It's I remember the first couple of trips I made out there, and it was a manageable city then, too.
Hmm.
You could find your way around relatively easily. But now, forget it. So, because they've let the left completely take that state over. They don't even have, Republicans don't even have, and by the way, let's thank Fox News for calling the House for the Democrats before the polls closed in California. You may have cost Republicans some seats in what was the red bastion of California, Orange County. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Fox is not your friend anymore. They're just not. And you mark my words, they're going to find ways to ease out Hannity and a couple of others over time. You know, they won't do it all at once, but over time, you're going to see them part ways with people that are hardcore conservatives. And you'll see more of Shepard Smith and the mealy-mouthed Chris Wallace and some of the others. It's just going to be just like, eventually, not a whole lot different from CNN and MSNBC. What do you think, how do you think conservatives reacted to Fox joining CNN in the lawsuit on behalf of Jim Acosta, who's nothing more than a theatric a-hole? He's no reporter. Reporters don't make statements and speeches. They don't try to pin the person they're questioning into a certain... He's just an agent provocateur for the left. That's all he is. And now they have to have rules of decorum. Those were never necessary before. But then we never had pathetic excuses for reporters like him and some of the others. April What's-Her-Puss. She's another doozy. So there's a story. I read it earlier today about cutting the cord. You've done that.
Yeah, I mean, sort of.
If Fox is the only reason that you haven't cut the cord, then you need to go ahead and finish it and do something different. And we are going to be looking into that at my house.
Oh, did you hear about the major report that just came out?
No.
Well, I don't have an issue with this, but don't eat any romaine lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Bad case of E. coli. You'll end up sick on the toilet for days.
How does that happen?
No,
where does most of the romaine lettuce come from, by the way?
I'm not even sure.
If I may ask.
I have no clue.
Coming up, we will be Thanksgiving intensive as Gail talks about Thanksgiving at her mother's house in 2018. Should we roll call?
If you feel like it.
I may do an angry roll call today.
Ooh, okay.
Just to get it out of my system.
Yeah. All right.
Some of the stuff is annoying me. You know, I wish I had thought to invite Mr. Blackman on for a visit today. That would have been fun. That would have been nice.
I'm just trying to understand what mommy issues means.
Well, let's find out. Should we read what former President Jackass said? Oh, the reason we don't invest in climate change policies is because we're still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. I mean, we are fraught with stuff, he continued. And so if that's the case, then the single most important thing that we have to invest in is not all. And look, I'm a huge supporter of science and technological research and social, you know, evidence. But
no, I don't want to read any more of that.
Hope you were supposed to ball up that sheet
of paper. I
want to
punch his American-hating face. That's what I want to do. But... And there are still people out there that think he was God's gift to politics, honest to God.
Well, you shouldn't check out the cover of Glamour, then.
Oh, you know why she's on the cover of Glamour?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that is a Photoshop version of her, because she's not that thin.
Well, I mean, her arms are that thin. No, they're that... I mean, they're developed. Like, incredible biceps.
That picture has to be 10 years old if it's a week. But... Glamour is no longer publishing. That's why that's on the cover of Drudge.
Okay.
And you know why? Because they kept putting bullcrap on the cover and, you know, stupid stuff. It's just another... How can we make ourselves... How can you stay in business if your first goal is to... How can we feel... How can we virtue signal the world? That's what Glamour magazine did. Nothing but virtue signaling, and the target audience for that just said, screw off. Who needs it? Hey, we got a visit this afternoon from Mr. Warhawk himself, Master Thespian.
Hello, everyone. And happy Warhawk Thanksgiving greetings to one and all.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Greg, you're having to go through that procedure, but it'll all be good in the end. Once it's done... You'll feel much, much better.
Women of the Year, giving us hope. Nobody gives you hope. You got to make your own hope.
That's absolutely right. God. You got to make that choice when you get up in the morning. Yeah.
This place is mentally ill. It really is.
Yeah. You know.
Now look what we've done. We've triggered Joey. By the way, I found something this morning. Hold on. We played this morning.
I think Joy needs some chocolate pudding. Joy needs jello pudding.
Let's see if this rings a few bells.
Black out again?
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yep. Yep.
Well, you helped keep me on my toes in those days. I must be doing better because you don't do that no more.
No, I'm just letting you make your bed.
Okay.
But it's fun to hear it every once in a while. Just have him go off and scream in a corner. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Thanks for great radio!
So, what can we do for you? We're kind of taking requests today. This is sort of a Friday.
I want to hear some... rub some bacon on it, along with a couple of Jim Gaffigan bacon bits.
You want the bacon, the full bacon bit?
The full bacon. That's
right.
What I want.
There's the song, and then I go for the Jim Gaffigan bacon one. There's two bacons.
Oh, okay.
You have to look them up in comedy.
Two different Gaffigan bacon bits?
Bacon one and bacon two.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Nozzle, will you be listening around 4:35 or so?
I sure will.
That's when Nozzle will play.
Now, is it spelled out one and two, or is it the number?
First one says Jim Gaffigan Bacon. The second was Bacon Number Two.
Like spelled out, or just the numeral?
The number.
Oh, okay.
But they're right next to each other, so you can't miss them.
All right, I just want to be clear. I don't want to get confused.
No, we don't want to do that either.
No.
All right, Thespian, we appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, have a great holiday, gentlemen. I will catch you on the rebound. Take care now.
And tomorrow morning, we will have our Duncan and Son Iron Bowl Predict-a-thon. And you'll have a chance to win. We're going to do it again, a six-pack of the works. The guy that won, the first winner of the year, won a six-pack of works. He has three cars. So he's having all three of them completely serviced, and he's got three left for the future or to give away to friends. And a $100 certificate, good for any type of service, repair, tires, whatever you need from Don Duncan, All American Tire and Auto. It's here again, the Iron Bowl. And that will be that'll be posted tomorrow morning before we start. So if you're up early, you'll be able to get an early prediction in. It is 416, a company that we're very proud to have as a long-term sponsor, almost a member of our 10-year club. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, folks that face the daily task. I mean, barely a day goes by where somebody is not involved in a situation. Could be an accident, could be a surgery gone bad, could be one of our wounded warriors returning home, facing a long-term recovery with limited mobility, and their goal is to go in and assess each situation individually and provide the solutions and technologies to normalize life to whatever extent possible, beginning with making the home they live in safe and accessible so they don't have to move on top of all the other challenges these folks have to confront. They try to make that much easier by taking those things off the table. Restoring the driving option. Now, there's several ways they do that, but new technologies called voice command have allowed people who thought they would never drive again to take back that part of their life, to do as much for themselves as they can. Interesting, isn't it, that the people that face these tremendous challenges are the ones that want to do the most they can for themselves when there's so many others sitting around feeling sorry who don't want to do anything. Pathetic. So these folks are courageous, and of all the people that could have an excuse for self-pity, refuse to, because it doesn't help. It doesn't make things get better. Gulf States Mobility does the best they can. In their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, serving all of the southeastern United States and, of course, folks here in the River region for many, many years, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. At 418, we're going to do traffic. We are going to get your local news, Rich's forecast, Fox Business, and then we're going to roll call. Then bake.
Angry roll call.
Yeah, maybe we'll skip the roll call. No, let's put the bake in there.
Okay.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of traffic down on the South Boulevard between Narrow Lane Road and Troy Highway, eastbound lanes especially. Things are very, very heavy. Also, over on the Eastern Boulevard between Vaughan Road and I-85, things are picking up over there. And between I-85 and Atlanta Highway, things are getting a little stiff over there. If you're headed down to Highland Home, coming off the South Boulevard on the Highway 331, you're going to find a little bit of delay there as well. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center has a fantastic selection of Camrys and Corollas. One is just right for you. Stop by, let them make you smile. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A man has died after being taken into police custody in Montgomery. Police say they responded to a call of a man creating a disturbance on Carmichael Road last night. They say after he was placed into custody, he complained of chest pains and collapsed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A new federal lawsuit is challenging Alabama's practice of suspending the driver's licenses of people who cannot pay traffic tickets. The lawsuit says the practice violates the 14th Amendment by punishing persons simply because they are poor. Two children of a 52-year-old Alabama woman who died on a cruise from Florida to Aruba say she was nervous about taking the trip. Timothy Tornorio says that his mother, Omarosa, told him when she said goodbye that it might be the last time she hugged him. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a colder forecast on the way for tonight with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow is a big travel day with cool sunshine and a high temperature up around 60. Low tomorrow night, 41. Then on Thanksgiving, storm-free. Looks like a partly cloudy day. High temperature 60 to 62. Not a bad holiday forecast. Next storm system arrives by late Friday in through the overnight hours Friday night with showers and thunderstorms. Also part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the state, hopefully in time for the Iron Bowl. We'll keep an eye on the timing of that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Mom emailed us on what she wants each of us to bring over for Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, she's handling the turkey and gravy. She wants me to bring the ham, yams, and pumpkin pie. My brother's bringing a salad and cranberry sauce. But wait, my sister's only bringing biscuits? I'm gonna honey glaze a ham, make a pie, and pulverize sweet potatoes until they're a creamy, yummy yam jam. And my sister only has to come over, pop a seam on the Pillsbury Doughboy, and pop them in the oven for 15 minutes? That seems so unfair. I know why. My mom gives her a break because she's got those three kids. And I have a theory on that third one because he doesn't look anything like the other two. Or my sister. Or her husband. He looks more like their cousin than brother. The older he gets, the more he looks like her old boyfriend, Rick. My sister. No wonder she's putting the buns in the oven. I'm going to say that at Thanksgiving. No, I'm not.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan, and if you want it fresh, Tucker Pecan is the place to go.
That's right, Bubba. At Tucker Pecan, we've been doing this since 1952. That's a long time. And over all those years, what we've always done is serve the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Now we make the fresh chocolate-covered pecans, whether you want white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, honey pecans, pralines, cinnamon. You take your pick. We don't freeze them. We make them fresh daily. Make the pralines. Make the divinity. The turtles. We do it all fresh daily. That's the difference in Tucker Pecan Company. And if you want to do something for your family and friends or your business acquaintances, you call us and we will take care of the rest. You send us your list and we'll get it out the door. That's what we do at Tucker Pecan. We make your family giving and your friend giving and your client giving our giving. We take care of it ourselves and do the best possible job you will find anywhere. And we are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What? And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is, too? improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! How many ways to prepare bacon? You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
That guy is funny. Now, did we play Rub Some Bacon on It? No. You know what I did? I moved it accidentally. It's supposed to play right out of the second Gaffigan bit. It is, by the way, All Request Tuesday. Something we just invented because the news sucks. Thanksgiving's coming. We're going to try and be in a chipper mood. Although I do have I found a great article on how liberals will find ways to be miserable on Thanksgiving. So we'll check that out. In the meantime, it's 4:28. Brett and Link. First time the school broadcast. Brett, be that way.
911, what is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon? That's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it.
Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey boy.
Rub some bacon on it.
Attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
It is 4:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I found an article on liberty unyielding on Thanksgiving and how liberals will find new ways to be miserable tomorrow or Thursday. I keep saying tomorrow because tomorrow won't be here, but forgive me for that. Young Joey, in fact, you're having a sort of a, open house?
Yeah, it's like a Thanksgiving zoo.
Cool. I like that idea. Yeah. That's very familial because the people that will be joining you are all friends of mine and friends of the show.
Right. We're going to try to be thankful, grateful for all the crap we have in our lives.
So here's how liberals will make themselves miserable Thursday. Eating turkey. Mm-hmm. The PETA police are back out in full force with plans to resurrect a roadside memorial to hundreds of turkeys killed in a tractor-trailer accident on a Utah highway back in May. That said, do they put up memorials for human beings? I'm just wondering. See, that's what worries me about, especially, you know, the coccyx cortexes of the group. They just, I mean, there are certain human species they just as soon see dead, kind of like Hitler did, you know, because he was a socialist, too. The birds were already on their way to the slaughter, affording tofurkey eaters. And I tried that stuff once. Because my radio partner for many years was a militant vegan.
Oh, really?
And, you know, he did the whole set. So he brings me a vegan Thanksgiving dinner. Mm. And the tofurkey was very much like eating sponge in a brown sauce that vaguely resembled a Thanksgiving flavor. Maybe they've improved it.
Now, can vegans eat cheese?
I don't know about that.
I don't think they can.
Commemorating the mass murder of American Indians by white settlers, of course, that. Because we can do something about that, right? Yeah, that's the way the world kind of was in those days. Romans and Greeks and other civilizations, they conquered other lands. It was a thing. Mentioning the president's name in an article that GQ advises it's your civic duty to ruin Thanksgiving by bringing up Trump. Kind of a jagoff would write something like that. That's their comfort zone, man. Misery for all.
I'm just looking into the world of veganism, and it's apparently you can eat some cheeses that are, I don't know. Bizarre. It seems like a lot of work.
It is. They probably mean the stuff you can scrape between your toes. Turn that into a cheese.
It does smell funky, yes.
This is just my analysis, and I've been through enough therapy to be at least able to offer an informed opinion, is that the fundamental driving force in liberalism is anger. They are angry people. And unhappy people. And the only way they know to deal with it is to inflict it on others. It's contagious. So what do they find? Other angry people. That's how they build the cult that is liberalism. It's the way it is. All right, do we have any requests pending?
No.
You're welcome to phone one in at 272-9228.
I have a request.
Huh?
7-Eleven wine.
Ah, Ferguson. That's just under Ferguson if you ever need to look for it. Ferguson, 7-Eleven. Okay, we got... Oh, that one is out of date.
Ah.
Hang on. I can fix that.
Crikey.
Because I'm good at this. All right, it's fixed. How do you like that?
Ooh, look at you with the magic touch.
Yeah.
You're a magic man.
The magic touch. At 4:35, I mentioned the Duncan and Son Predictathon tomorrow morning. And once again, a six-pack of the works and a $100 gift certificate to the first person who correctly predicts the outcome of the Iron Bowl. You'll be able to do that on my Facebook page. Maybe as soon as tonight. It depends. But no later than first thing tomorrow morning. Okay. And then you'll have till Saturday at kickoff at 2:30 to make your prediction on the game. And if you're the first person to predict the exact outcome, six full services on your car, six of the works, and a $100 gift card. Jeff, good afternoon to you.
Hey, you were mentioning about folks being depressed or with Thanksgiving, and you mentioned something about a cult. It's something that really struck me. And I graduated in the mid-80s, and I don't remember this whatsoever, but do you remember the cult from India, the Bhagwan, that took over Utah?
No.
No? Okay. All right. It is fascinating on how that looks, and they're so happy until you push. And then they get very vindictive, and it's a Netflix series, A Wild, Wild Country, but it was really eye-opening. It's how the cult and how that happened. Sorry if you didn't know it. I thought you might have remembered it.
I appreciate that. I'll look into it. I'll absolutely look
into
it.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Have a good one. Thank you.
By the way, a federal judge, we got some bad judges, man. We got some bad. Of course, an Obama-appointed judge overruled the president's authority on immigration, even though that's totally illegal. Now you got a judge in Michigan who says you can't outlaw FGM. Do you know what that is? Female genital mutilation. It is a practice among some Muslim sects. Law and Order even did an episode on it a long time ago, before they got politically correct. So now you got judges that is sanctioning Sharia law here in the United States. That's got to be stopped. That has got to be stopped. People need to wake the F up.
We had another request called in.
Yes.
Cronies.
Cronies?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And maybe a little bit of Dirty Frosty. Maybe get the Christmas out.
All right, we'll go into the break with that. Let me see if I can find
Merry Christmas, Holla.
Yeah, we got that. Let's see. Hang on one sec.
I could use a little Top of the World because, you know, I feel insane at times.
Sure.
And I don't have any Prozac, but I'll manage.
Frosty is under XC.
Okay. Yeah, all your Christmas XC stuff.
The songs are asterisk. The others are hyphenated.
I've learned your system. It's still a bit confounding at times.
But it works.
But it works.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his running here and there all around the square saying me if you can.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, showing a couple of accidents here. Where's Ferry at Delrata and also on the South Boulevard between Woodley Road and Troy Highway. Everything else looking pretty decent. Atlanta Highway's a little busy, but everything else looks good. Both interstate systems look to be a speed limit right. Don't see anything out on the 31 so far this afternoon. Classes for real estate licensing begin on January 7th at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Take advantage of the early bird registration special and save $50. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a colder forecast on the way for tonight with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow is a big travel day with cool sunshine and a high temperature up around 60. Low tomorrow night, 41. Then on Thanksgiving, storm-free. Looks like a partly cloudy day. High temperature, 60 to 62. Not a bad holiday forecast. Next storm system arrives by late Friday in through the overnight hours Friday night with showers and thunderstorms. Also part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the state. Hopefully in time for the Iron Bowl. We'll keep an eye on the timing of that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From the Fox Business Network. Market meltdown again. Another stock sell-off Tuesday. This one wiping out all of the gains in 2018 for the Dow and the S&P 500. Both indexes now in negative territory for the year. The NASDAQ still in the green. Well, the stock market plunge not scaring off holiday shoppers. That's because of a survey by the company A.T. Kearney shows 3 out of 4 consumers are planning to spend as much or more than they did last year. Now, you'd think spending too much money would be shoppers' number one worry this year, but it's not. A separate report from Capital One says identity theft and financial fraud, those are the biggest concerns, with more than 8 in 10 saying holidays are a riskier time to shop. And despite the recent rocky housing market, it appears the American dream's alive and well, as the government's saying the national home ownership rate was 64.4% last quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a 3-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're familiar with the 7-Elevens, the convenience store, the 7-Elevens? Well, yeah, you know that. Of course, everybody goes there. What's up there? I was turning into someone I didn't recognize there. The 7-Eleven announced today that they're coming out with their own brand of wine. French 7-Eleven wine? That's classy for you. I love that. What kind of wine goes best with burnt wieners?
I recommend a box of 71 Ripple with that. We had a request for this one.
Ready for the
new Cronies action figures.
Yeah!
Help the Cronies battle against their small business rivals, the entrepreneurs.
They'll steal your customers with superior products and crush your profit margins with competition.
Meet Captain Korn, the extreme shapeshifter. His crude is extra sweet.
You don't want me, but you can't stop me.
Here comes Parts and Labor, the team mechanic and his scrappy junkyard dog. This handyman knows how to grease the wheels of power.
We're under competitive attack from a foreign innovation.
Raise the trade barrier.
Terrify! Behold Bancor, a mystical prophet. Part prophet, part profiteer. This Wall Streeter stacks the deck, drinks the game, and makes the rain.
Oh no, I'm underwater. I need a bailout.
Activating G-Force.
Take to the skies with Aerial Striker. Her awesome armaments are a no-bid license to overkill.
She's powerful. She's wasteful.
Every team needs a leader.
That's Big G.
He's got the monopoly on G-Force, the ultimate source of Crony power.
I am
Big G.
Enter Big G's command chamber through the revolving doors on K Street and get connected to the G-Force.
The G-Force. Taxpayer losses. Crony gang.
Back to Cronies.
We're connected.
Find out more at thecronies.com. Collect them all, each bought and sold separately from Chimera.
Do not attempt to be a real crony without sufficient political influence, financial resources, regulatory protection, and a legal staff capable of decoding multi-thousand page legislation.
Heads they win, tails you lose. Forget the rule book, they make the rules. Wanna compete? No. You'll be rejected. Get with Cronies.
They're connected.
I never seem to finish all my food.
It's coming handy at Thanksgiving.
I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care, I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Refreshing herbal tea.
I was looking for something else and I found this and I just like it.
Can't live in
you, who want all the moon float like a balloon. You see, it's never too late and it's never too soon. Take it from me, it's I to be.
Can't live in color.
And how did you feel knowing prejudice was obsolete? And all mankind danced to the exact beat. And at night it was safe to walk down the street.
Can't live in color.
Do what you wanna do. Can't live in color.
That's a great show. And I think that was the last time we were able to laugh at each other and, you know, have some interracial good times. No, because everything must be so serious. What the hell's going on? I don't think that's the case with people. I really don't. I think everyday people are getting along very well for the most part. I think, and I'm talking about everybody. I think everybody's, you know, kind of got their guard up, you know, in certain scenarios, which is just nothing more than human instinct. But for the most part, I don't think we need any instructions from the government or Democrats on how to get along. They got their own issues now. That letter to Pelosi, I think the biggest single regret the Democrats are going to have is Cortex. She's going to be a giant pain in Nancy Pelosi's ass, and I'm going to enjoy every single minute of it. Also trying to play the greatest Thanksgiving hits of all time since that much time.
Chilling with my kin, candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberrying, I don't want no stuff in. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving is piled on my plate, mashed potato style.
is 451. And Scott's on the line this afternoon. Scott, what can I do for you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hey, have you ever heard of Greg Warren? Joey probably has.
Greg Warren?
Yeah, he's a comedian.
No. But we're always open to new ideas.
Okay. Hey, how about YouTube and this? And I'm pretty sure it's radio friendly, but type up Greg Warren, No Neck Nick.
No Neck Nick. And, all right, Joey's going to look that up.
And Flute Man.
All right, he's going to look those up. We'll preview them. If they're radio-friendly, we'll play them.
All right. I just wanted y'all to hear it.
How's that for fast and friendly service?
Yeah, pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All righty. Don't forget to ask if you want to be in tomorrow's Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing. A lot of responsibility tomorrow, young Joey.
Yeah.
The drawing, of course.
You trying to make me nervous or something?
Yeah. The big deal, though, of course, above and beyond that weekly drawing is the $250 catering prize that we're giving away for anybody that's called in since we started the contest back the first week of September. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I was going to see if I could hear Tom May. I want to see if you could play anything other than the Homicide Detective. That's the only one I've ever heard.
You want to hear something different by Tom Mabe?
Yeah.
We have a bunch.
Okay.
Which one, Joey? Like Christmas Carolers? Help Me?
No,
the Help Me is perfect for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It is. Cool. I'll play it now. You ready to listen
now? Yes, sir. And can I be a big shot?
You can. Mike, your last initial and date of birth?
It's T331.
Thanks. This is perfect for Thanksgiving because there will be a few people who will feel this way.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Thomas Mabe?
This is Tom.
Mr. Mabe, this is Tanya with the... I'm just following up with you. I called you back in December about renewing your subscription.
Help me. I'm being held against my will. You gotta help me.
I'm sorry, do what?
I'm being held against my will. You gotta get me out of here.
Okay, sir. I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Don't leave me. Don't hang up the phone. I'm scared. Don't hang up the phone. Please don't hang up the phone.
Tell me again, what's going on?
I can't take it anymore. They've taken everything from me. I had a 66 Chevelle Super Sport with Craigers and they stole it. And they traded it for a minivan.
Are you at 4111 Morgan James?
No, that's my old address. They took me from there. I'm not there anymore. That's not who I was.
And where are you now?
They keep me moving. I don't know. One night it's like football practice. The next night it's scouts. And there's this little one. And he can torture me. He watches iCarly. He watches it all day long over and over again. And it's, I can't take it anymore. You gotta get me out of here.
Are you talking about your family?
They're thinking about money. They're thinking about where to live.
Okay, I can't help you.
Hello?
Look at this. Somebody found a frame still from Sanford and Son. They wanted to know, it's Joey Bowden. Wants to know if I was secretly an actor back in the day. Now, can I share that to my page from the News Talk page?
You should be able to.
How do I do that?
I don't know. Click on the post.
Let's see. More options for sure. Mark Zuckerberg, no wonder your stock is tanking. This is difficult. It should not be difficult. Let's see. I turn off in bed. More options. Blah, 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 blah. What are the other... I don't want to delete it. Jeez. I can't even react to it. It's funny. It is. It's on the News Talk Facebook page. Do me a favor. Look up the Baumhauer's Fine Dining Establishment down in Mobile. I think it's in the RSA building, the name of it.
Okay.
because our buddy Stick Shift Danny would like to know. Bob has, I believe it was ranked in the top 10 or top 20 restaurants for best view, but it is a five-star dining experience. Because that's really where his heart, he loves, you know, loves to, you know, put out that fantastically, creatively created dinner with an exquisite presentation and a stunning view outside the window.
There's a Victor Grill in Daphne, and there's a Baumhauer's restaurant in Mobile. It's called Baumhauer's.
No, it's something else.
Okay.
Try Baumhauer's Fine Dining in Mobile. See what you come up with there. In the meantime, for those of you who are making Iron Bowl plans, by the way, the Baumhauer's group will be gathering tomorrow night in my memory absence. So we hope you will you'll join us. I won't be there, but they're going to FaceTime me to see how swollen I am. That should be fun. I can't think of anything better to spend your Wednesday night with a wonderful little group at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard to see how puffy my cheeks are.
Dolphins?
Yes. Can you send me that link?
Yes.
So I can send it to Stick Shift Danny. Dolphins. Is that like 23rd floor of the RSA Tower down there, something like that?
I haven't gotten that far, but there's a note at the about us from Bob Baumhauer. So this looks like the place.
Okay. And highly recommended. Bob does everything right. I know this because the first time I attended anything that he did here in the River Region, it was a fundraiser that the Alabama football alumni put on in Tuscaloosa. Bob Greasy was there. Coach Stallwell was there. Joe Namath was there. Bob was there, but Bob wasn't commiserating with his buddies and telling stories from the old days. He was going literally station to station, testing every single dish that his catering crew had put out to make sure it was absolutely perfect. He is, when I say hands-on, it's not just like a jock who put his name on a restaurant. He is really into it at the highest possible level. Time to take a quick look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Showing a couple of accidents here. Where's Ferry? At Dalreda and also on the South Boulevard between Woodley Road and Troy Highway. Everything else looking pretty decent. Atlanta Highway's a little busy, but everything else looks good. Both interstate systems look to be a speed limit right. Don't see anything out on the 31 so far this afternoon. Classes for real estate licensing begin on January 7th at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Take advantage of the early bird registration.